Welcome. My name is Asam Stolu. I'm a trainee editor of the UEG Journal, and you're listening to the UEG Journal podcast. Each episode will highlight one of the most relevant articles recently published in the journal, with the purpose of learning from the most recent evidence and to provide a platform for authors to discuss the most important findings of their research.
Hello and welcome to the UEG Journal podcast. I'm Tarık Kani and I'm training editor of UEG Journal. Today, Dr. Milo van Rijsvijk from Netherlands will be with us to talk about their article. She is the first author of the article entitled An Intraprocedural Bowel Cleansing System for Difficult-to-Prepare Patients, a Multicenter Prospective Feasibility Study, which was published on February 2024 in UEG Journal. So, Milo, welcome to the UEG Journal podcast again. I'm really happy to have you in here with me today. Thank you very much for joining us. So, please introduce us yourself, your position and institute, and also please tell us about the co-authors of the article.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for being on the podcast. My name is Milo van Rijsvijk and I'm a PhD student from Nijmegen in the Netherlands. And together with my colleagues Kelly van Keulen, Dr. Peter Siersema from Nijmegen, and also Dr. Helmut Neumann from Mainz in Germany, we performed the study.
Thank you very much. So you have conducted a feasibility study for a novel device, and in one hand, it's not easy because you don't know what will you face with during the procedure. And I want to ask, did you involve into the device development process prior to the study? And if you did not, what do you know about this development process?
Yes, thank you for your question. The fact that we wouldn't know what would come up is exactly the reason why we firstly want to perform feasibility studies before proceeding on larger studies. And this particular bowel cleansing device was developed by Motus GR, the manufacturer improves the device based on comments that we made amongst others. So in fact, at the last DDW, they introduced a new version of the device with an improved usability and handling, and it was designed after the concluding of our study.
So, do you mean is it an index study, and you are planning further studies, or is it just the end of your journey?
So, right now we are not. We don't have like a new study directly planned, but I have some ideas for new studies because I think the new device might have some improvements that would cost less time, for example, during the procedure or prior to the procedure. So it should become handy.
So bowel cleaning is sometimes a troublesome procedure for patients, as you know. And on the other side, dealing with a not well cleaned bowel is a challenging for an endoscopist too. So do you think this device will be an advantage for both patients and for endoscopists when it will increase the procedure time?
So right now we are not, we don't have like a new study directly planned, but I have some ideas for new studies because I think the new device might have some improvements that would cost less time, for example, during the procedure or prior to the procedure. So it should become handy.
Thank you, Milo. Actually, I wonder something. We don't know how is the bowel preparation prior to the procedure. So if the bowel preparation is not well and if we want to use your device, do we need to take out the scope and interrupt the procedure to use your device?
Yes, so the device consists of an oversleeve, which is loaded onto the colonoscope, after which it can be inserted, and then the flushing can start. So you would need to start over again.
Thank you very much. Your sample size is good for your study, however. Maybe a larger sample size needed to understand the efficacy and adverse effects of the device. Do you or your team is planning a new study with a larger sample size? Also, do you think a study in selected patient subgroups needed to understand the device's efficacy more?
Yeah, I think to fully understand the added benefit of using this bowel cleansing device, we would need a randomized trial where we randomize our patients between standard protocol bowel preparation and bowel preparation using the device. The difficulty may be that the standard of care bowel preparation and the bowel preparation a patient needs may vary between patients because some patients require more preparation than others. And then we would look at the proportion of adequately cleansed patients, but most importantly, I think, would be cost effectiveness. Select patient subgroups that would be the most interesting would be patients at risk for inadequate preparation, because patients who are not at risk for inadequate preparation, the added benefit of this device would be smaller and may therefore not be cost effective.
Thank you. So I want to ask you something. There were two centers involved to your study, and you presented your study as a multicenter in the title. Do you think, are two centers enough to present your study as a multicenter study?
Yeah. I think a monocenter study would be one center, and multicenter would be more than one. So in my opinion, yes, it does kind of a multicenter study.
Technically, yes, it's a multicenter study. Thank you. So we are slowly coming to the end, and please summarize your findings first, and then in the light of your findings, what are the areas that need to be focused for research on this topic for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we included 44 patients at risk for inadequate bowel preparation, and then performed the bowel preparation using a limited low volume bowel preparation and combined with supplemental cleaning using our bowel cleansing device. The median Boston bowel preparation score increased from 1 to 2 using only the limited volume bowel preparation to 3-3-3 using the bowel cleansing device, which means that the proportion of adequately cleansed colons was 31.8% before and 88.6% after using the device, which were significant. And the limitations of using the device were incomplete cecal intubation in 5 patients, which was primarily due to the increased difficulty to maneuver due to the device, but also because patients who are at risk for inadequate bowel preparation are also at risk for more difficult cecal intubation, for example, due to diverticulosis or abdominal or pelvic surgery. And the mean total procedure time was 26 minutes, of which 5.3 minutes were spent on cleaning. And as for your question about future research, I think there's limited research available on the approach to patients at risk for inadequate bowel preparation. And this is, in my opinion, this is because the reason for difficult bowel preparation differs really much, therefore it can be difficult to design a proper clinical trial, because on the one hand you don't want to expose patients to an unethical increased risk for inadequate bowel preparation, but I think an attractive patient population would be salvage cleansing, in which you insert the colonoscope, find out the patient is not clean, and then don't have to plan on a repeat colonoscopy, but can just continue. But also emergency colonoscopy, which could potentially decrease hospital stays.
Bowel cleaning is always an issue for patients and for endoscopists, and I hope your study will help to overcome this problem and make the patients and make the physicians happy. Thank you very much. So, we are at the end now. Thank you for listening us, and see you in next podcast.
We hope you enjoyed this interview, and if you haven't already, please make sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your episodes from. Thank you, and see you again.